Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Everybody, welcome to New Life Live. Happy New Year to you. At least to me, it is a new year. Labor Day. I just think it's New Year. That's what I think. And joining me,
I'm choking over you saying that.
Yeah, Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Well, come on. It really is a great time to start.
It is like
I'm thinking. Steve's lost it. It's not the New Year.
They have academic calendars that they sell at the tables and stuff that start the year in September.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And so why not? Why not do it? And you know, here's the thing. If you decided today that this was your new year, by the time the new year goes around, if you did this one thing, everything could be different. And that would be just deciding every day between now and the end of the year, you're just going to do a little bit better than the day before. Just do a little bit more, a little bit better. You just have such a great, wonderful experience watching good thing after good thing compound upon good thing after good thing. So, not a bad thing.
So, instead of like beating yourself up because you messed up again, it's
well,
the opposite
right.
of that is what you're advocating.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that.
And how's that self-criticism gone? Have you criticized yourself into a new person? No.
Yeah.
No.
And
never will.
So, and how's that isolation going for you? Have you isolated yourself into a brand new feeling? No, it never, ever gets better. Well, I want to tell you about something new, and it's this. When we went to Greece on a New Life trip, one of the guides there said, I think your son Solomon knows more about Greece than the people that live here. Well, there is a reason, and that is that this wonderful author, Rick Riordan, created this series about Greek mythology where, you know, all of these gods, false gods, you know, you learn all about all of that. And Solomon said to me one day, Dad, why isn't there something that could help kids like me learn as much about Bible characters as we learn about all of these people that didn't even exist? Well, I talked with an amazing co-author, and we got together, and we created the Kirby McCook Jesus Chronicles book. Marcus Brotherton, he's a New York Times best-selling author. Gary Sinise's book, others he's done, and we have created a book that you'll want to give to your kids or your grandkids, and it will teach them the Bible. It's full of humor, it's full of great truth, and it's told, all the stories are told by the 12-year-old Kirby McCook. I mean, really, it is one of those things that there's nothing like it out there, and if you want your kids to know truth, or your grandkids, or cousins, nieces, nephews, this is a tool, and it's our way of saying thank you when you support us. I'm really excited about this. Because a lot of what I know about Scripture, I learned in the third grade when Miss Mendel would read to us after lunch. Because you could actually read Bible stories back then. Well, anyway, it's our way of saying thanks. It's called Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. I think your kids, all the grandkids, cousins, nieces, nephews are going to absolutely love it. When we come back, I will read you the subtitle, which is absolutely the longest subtitle ever created for anything published in America. Hold on. If you want to join us, we'll be taking calls right after this. Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, and Steve Arterburn. Yep, it's a new day, new year. Summer's over, but oh my goodness, what a great time of year this is.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us. And here's the subtitle, Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. It's right on the front of it. A 12-year-old's take on the totally unboring, slightly weird stuff in the Bible, including fish guts, wrestling moves, and stinky feet. That is the subtitle. A gift of any amount, I'll send it to you. It's a hardcover. It's a great, wonderful book. I think you'll like it. All right, let's go to the phones. That's what we're here for. And let's talk with, well, how about we go right here to Liz, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And she listens on WRTN. Hi, Liz. Welcome to New Life. How could we help you today?
Hi. Thank you.
Sure.
My husband and I went to the marriage intensive in June in Arlington, Virginia. And it was really wonderful, and it was a miracle that he went. Hmm. Shortly after that, he told me that he realized he had PTSD from being in Vietnam 1967 and 68, which was the worst time of the war. And he was a helicopter gunner, and he had to kill people, innocent people, probably women. And we've known it, his family, we've known that he suffered from this, but he's never admitted it. So he did admit it. And then I said, okay, now that you've admitted it, what are you going to do about it? And he said nothing. And I'm just wondering, for me, I'm very angry, I'm very sad. How do I live not being angry and sad?
Okay, and you're angry and sad because of that he won't deal
he
with
won't
it
do
or what you've...
About it.
And what you've had to go through?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's start with you, Dave. What do you think? She's angry.
Well, he probably thinks there's nothing that can be done about it. I have a nephew
what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's amazing how it has changed his life. He had the same thing happen in terms of Vietnam. There's treatment that's being researched and being used with veterans that's very effective, and it's eye movement desensitization and something that begins with R.
EMDR?
EMDR is what it's typically called. And it was discovered by accident in the lady who developed it in the beginning. And in her own life, and she started using it with veterans, and it was a very effective treatment for PTSD and post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm. So maybe if he understood that there's treatment available and you found somebody that does that type of treatment, we can help you with finding that. He might be willing to start, and it's amazing how effective it is and how it's changed men's lives. Mm-hmm. from the trauma of being in Vietnam to living normal in terms of their everyday life.
Well, and Dave, the R is for reprocessing.
Yeah, reprocessing.
And so it helps you to reprocess the emotions, but it takes the emotional charge out of it, is what it helps to do, or to neutralize the emotional charge so that, you still have feelings about it, but it doesn't take you
integrated
to that traumatic place. Yes.
The way I try to understand it, I was trained in it some years ago, is it takes something that's stuck on the left side of your brain, especially in men, because the emotions are on one side of the brain, whereas women, it's on both sides of the brain. And it somehow takes from the amygdala the fear and reprocesses it to cover both sides, the rational and the emotional side of the brain.
But the point that you're making here is that this isn't something to be ashamed of, that and that he probably doesn't know
about
just how much help there is available and how tremendously effective it is, how amazingly, astoundingly different his life can be if he'll get that help. And so, I hope he'll listen to this program, because there's so many people who have gone through some kind of trauma counseling, and just like in this case with this, they're never the same again, and that's what we'd want for him. He made such a sacrifice for the country, and now he's having to pay the price for it every single day until he gets this kind of help.
And I would suggest to him, Liz, that he do that for you.
Yeah, I would want to share with him how it impacts you and the family, right?
And do the EMDR temporarily, at least for a couple sessions, as a gift to you, and that's the biggest gift you want from him.
And Liz, if you do the research and say, I've been waiting for you to finally recognize this, and that part of the impact on you is how much you hurt for him. Right?
Yes.
And want him to have some freedom. And so even if he is doubtful and has no hope, that you're willing to carry the hope for him. And can't we just try this new treatment? Is he willing to just show up and see?
And it's not a traumatic event.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's not EMDR. You don't have to go forever.
No, and it's not something that just dumps you in the midst of the pain. It's done very carefully, and it's done very slowly, because it recognizes the depth of the pain and the effect of it.
And there's so many veterans that would say to you, people that have really, really thinking that life can never be good again, and they've done this, and they've had the kind of results, and I think you can find those stories online, and I just hope that you'll, rather than be angry at him, just try to be encouraging and let him know how much hope is available if he'll just, just take that first ever so important step and show up. If he doesn't like the process, or he doesn't like the person, he never has to go back again, but he's never going to know about that if he doesn't at least, take that first little risk and show up and sit down with someone and let them show him just how different his life can be.
And you know what? I imagine being at war, obviously I've never been, but you have to shut down your emotions in order to survive, right? You have to shut down, and you just have to deal with what's in front of you. And to make that transition now, even though it's been, a lot of years, he doesn't have to keep living that way, shutting down the emotion and just enduring, white-knuckling it and surviving, that he gets to shift into being a real person.
Yeah, because it integrates the trauma of what he experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think, Dave's really onto something here. The only reason that you wouldn't avail yourself of some really great help is that you wouldn't believe that it could work, or you would associate some kind of shame with getting that kind of help. And there's just no reason to feel ashamed at all. It is not a sign of weakness.
It's manly to get help, isn't it, Dave?
It really is. And
it should be.
Women think it is, at least. We think it's very manly to get help.
Very
and
attractive.
Men who have done it think it's very manly.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and you know, the Vietnam War, it was in the 60s, and to still be struggling like this, I really feel for him.
And the guys came back to a very unwelcoming country, and a lot of them still have that feeling deeply
that
implanted within them, the pain of that feeling.
Yeah. It was just horrible, and I feel for them. We all do, and it's very, very tough. So I hope something we say, maybe he would listen to this program. I hope that he would get the help that he absolutely 100% deserves to get so that he could be free. And if you're interested in getting the help you deserve, that you need to move on with your life, our phone number, 1-800-229-3000 for radio, will help you right here, and 1-800-NEW-LIFE, a whole bunch of folks right there by the phones wanting to help you. All you have to do is give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'm really glad that she called, and hope that something we said would be helpful. How about we go to Candy, Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Candy. How are you today? What's going on?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you
Good.
Today?
Excellent. What's happening?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay. I've been in a really difficult marriage for almost 30 years now, and I've been in counseling for at least 25 of those years.
Wow.
And I've finally come to the realization that my husband has narcissistic traits, and he treats me very badly, and he's very absentee, even in our child's life. But my daughter seems to think that I'm the problem in the relationship. She's relating to me things that she remembers, and it's almost like her father has no fault in what was going on in the house. It was always my fault. And it's getting really unbearable for me to live with my husband. He's disrespectful. He does as he pleases. He expects me to be like a child who asks him everything and gets his permission, but he doesn't discuss anything with me. So my question is, and he's into the pornography, affairs, and all of that stuff. So my question is, my therapist is saying I don't have to leave the relationship because I have a lot of health issues and cannot work, that I need to stay and let him take care of me. And I feel like the trade-off is that I lose myself, and my relationship with my child is very tenuous, and it's like everything is going wrong. So do I need to stay? And if I need to stay, what do I do to stay sane?
Okay. Well, very, very, very good questions there.
Yeah.
What are you thinking there, Jill? Start us off.
Well, I think you need to do some planning. A lot of times, you know, we women, we run everything through our significant other relationship. And it's almost like we have to do something about the relationship until we can work on ourselves. And I think, you know, one, to listen to your therapist, but to kind of take it a step at a time and to start putting in place the things you need, whether you're in the marriage or you're out of the marriage. So that means you need some other places. You're not getting any support from your husband other than maybe the financial, right? That kind of support.
That's right.
So emotionally, you need to have other things in place. So I'm glad you're in therapy. You need to be involved in supportive communities. So whether it's a 12-step group or a support group, a Bible study group, women that will come alongside of you, and to start to create the life that you are imagining you would have without him.
You live as if you were divorced, but you're not divorced. And you don't do anything.
And I do.
You don't.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you had divorced him, you would have to develop the support system that Jill's talking about. You couldn't just go off and isolate by yourself, because that wouldn't work. And a lot of your health issues are probably related to the way that you're treated by him. So how do you get away from that to where you're treated like a person? You get a group of women around you that are supportive and will care about you and walk along with you. But you can't do it alone, Candy. You're in one?
I've been in Bible study group,
okay.
And I'm in a very great Bible study group right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like this is, first of all, this is such a private matter that I can't just bring it to the group.
That's
so I've selected a few women
perfect.
To try to confide in.
Yes.
But I also feel like sometimes they pull away from me because they feel like I'm dumping on them.
Okay.
And it's too much.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Then you need more.
Well, and that's why I think you set some parameters up where you ask them for a specific time where you can share. That's your time to share with them so they don't feel like every time you talk to them it's about that.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Come right back after this.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back talking with Candy. Very difficult marriage, controlling, and this horrible reality, not just porn, but involved in affairs. And Jill, you have some thoughts here for her.
So, Candy, I kind of want to give you part two. And let me just say, our hearts really go out to you. You are in a difficult situation. So part one was making sure you have connections and people that you feel like you can share with. So I was saying, you know, set up specific times where you've asked people if they're willing to support you, like on a weekly basis, and meet with you, so that you don't have to feel worried that you're overburdening them. The next thing is to, and talk this through with your therapist, is setting boundaries with your husband, because some of his behaviors are way, you know, over the top and out of line. The pornography, the affairs, that isn't okay. I think, you know, our Every Man's Battle workshop, I don't know that he would go, but I think that's something that would be important for you to present. And to let him know that, you know, the two of you are married, and while you're still married, that type of behavior is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. And you, wouldn't it be great if they could go to the marriage?
Oh,
the
it
intensive.
Would be really good. Yeah.
That could
and setting the boundary doesn't mean she has to enforce the boundary because she'll have to learn how to enforce the boundary.
Yeah.
And, but it's a starting point, Candy.
Well, to have your own voice, because I imagine your daughter is siding with her dad because you've kind of maybe gotten beaten down over the years, and that doesn't always look too attractive.
No. So what we'll do is we'll try to connect you with somebody that can help you here. You hold on. I'll ask everybody to pray for you. And, you know, you have to keep yourself safe. If somebody's having affairs, then, you know, to be intimate with that person puts you in jeopardy. And that's just not good for anybody. And so all of that has to stop. And it's difficult and troublesome. But God's there for you. That's what I do know. And if you'll just hold on, and you know, then God can do a work. Doesn't do it for the person, but perhaps we'll see some change there. And let me send you a copy of How We Love, Mylon K's book. I think it's really, really powerful. And for anybody that hasn't read it, you know, that's you should take a look at this and then maybe you join us for the marriage intensive. If we could get this couple to come, they'd probably be like almost everybody else that goes, and there would be an amazing outcome because that's what usually happens at our marriage intensive. And you can find out about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the phone number to call. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk with Annie from Louisville, Kentucky. Hello, Annie. How are you today?
Good. I'm good.
Good. What's going on?
I'm really just to say thank you. Last time I talked with you all, you told me that in a year from now you're hoping that I'm going to say something different. So I'm calling to tell you that I am.
Oh, yay.
I read a lot of your books. And your friend there, she helped me so much. She said one thing to me, and it flipped my switch. I was dealing with a narcissistic relationship that went on way too long. And she told me that how arrogant I was being, also of thinking that I could change that. And that was the biggest turnaround for me. Because I never thought of it like that. Now, granted, throughout this year, it's been a painful, what do I want to call this? Like, you know, detox from all that. But that, I was trying to figure out a good word to explain it. But that, what she said to me, what Sherry said to me that day, just, it stayed with me. And it helped me get over so much of, I guess I was more being a victim mentality than I was of taking on my own responsibility for staying in that for that long. And since then, I've gotten into a really intense Bible study, and I've kind of been able to help the two women that I had no idea that they were in the same kind of relationship. So I actually shared some information from your books, and that's really helped them. So this is just a phone call to say thank you. I mean,
thank you for that.
Yeah, we love hearing updates. That's wonderful, Annie. And we're so pleased that you took what was said to you to heart and, you know, kind of chewed on it and put it to use. Makes a huge difference.
The Lord knows how many people don't do that when they listen to us. So
I have one question, though.
Okay.
The anger part, when does that go away? You know, I still have these thoughts like, well, you know, I get really mad at God, like, you know, Lord, why does he get to have the goal? You know, and then I think, well, thank God it's not me. So I battle back and forth with that, and then I find myself getting into that mindset, you know, like how you get your mind spinning. And I get out of it, but I just wonder how long, Lord, am I going to have to do that?
How long do the wicked prosper, right?
Just remind yourself that the anger is what is the way you enforce your boundaries. Mm-hmm. It's the energy that you use say no. So welcome it.
I like that. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back right after this. You're listening to New Life Live.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and I will send this little book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissistic Personality Disorder. It can really help provide a lot of insight to folks who just did not know. And who does? Who's born with knowing how to deal with someone who is a narcissist? It is quite frustrating. And, of course, there are different degrees of narcissism, but, you know, when you've got somebody that's really, really high on that scale, not easy to deal. Narcissism. What a difficulty. Well, let's transition from narcissism to necessity, and that's Dr. Larry Sonnenberg in here. Larry, you are not a narcissist, okay? We know
yes.
that. And so, but you do have a heart for this ministry and what we need to do to keep this ministry going and healthy, alive, and vibrant in helping other people. What needs to take place today?
Well, we need folks to join Club New Life. That's our drive right now. And that's because that Club New Life just means the monthly income, as we can add more of you folks who are listening, the monthly income will go up a little bit with each Club New Life member we join. And it's like the effect of compounding interest. You know, you do it, you're amazed at how much compound interest, what it means at the end of a year. But each month, it's not that big a deal. So if you would join us, it makes a difference. And I want to read something that somebody wrote to us. We joined Club New Life because of something Steve said on the radio. He said, "Not all of us have the opportunity to help like New Life does, but our support might be part of saving someone's life, might help someone in a dire place, might save a marriage. That's why we gave, more than wanting to join. This is a way for us to share beyond how we try to serve the Lord in our local world. For example, we serve in a marriage mentoring ministry, but how many will we reach? On the other hand, all of us who support New Life, how many will you all reach through your extensive audience and platform?" So that gives you a hint. That's what we're looking for.
We're just partnering with you.
Yeah.
We're partnering with everybody that supports us to reach people for God, for truth, and for this new life of transformation that we know is there for everybody.
I love what Henry Nouwen wrote. He said, when people with resources mix with people in ministry, great things happen for God. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're looking for. So yep. We have a great thank you gift. We have great benefits. And I can't encourage you enough. The best of the best, 8 books written by a radio host. It's a fabulous thank you gift. Please be one of the 6 people we need today to sign up.
Okay. We're not going to enable you. We can't thank you if you don't give.
There you go. Steve, can I mention one more thing?
Sure.
We're going on a river cruise next year, 2020. The cruise is going from Amsterdam to Basel, Switzerland. It's called the Captivating Rhine River Cruise. We chartered the entire ship. We've taken a step of faith. We don't use any money from operations to do this. The money comes from the folks that sign up for the trip. The cost is built in. So if you would sign up for that cruise, you need to do it soon because different classes of the cabins are already being sold out. But so I just want to encourage people. The theme is based on Psalm 145. We're going to be proclaiming God's greatness. So there's 78 cabins. Every single person on that boat will have learned about this through New Life. It's an AMA Waterways trip, and AMA is not promoting this anywhere in any way.
Well, please come and join us. And, you know, every time someone does, our support goes up because they come to understand who we are. They get to know us more intimately. And that's why we do these trips, and really, it's just a great blessing when we all get together and we're experiencing all of this great stuff together. So you call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE and come and join us. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
And let's go right back to the phones. Let's talk with Robert from Colorado Springs. KGFT is the station that Robert listens to. Robert, how you doing? What's going on? Hi.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Long-time supporter and listener and first-time caller.
Well, we're glad that you did. What's going on?
Thank you. I have a question. Me and my wife's relationship has been super volatile lately, abusive, emotionally, verbally. And I've threatened to move out a bunch of times, and I never did. I always thought I could just, you know, fix my end of it, and if I fixed my end, her end would get fixed. That didn't happen. So on Friday, she actually moved out, took the kids, moved out to an apartment. I actually helped her move in, and it broke my heart. I mean, I hit rock bottom on Saturday. I was absolutely devastated. I felt like I should have been the one to move out. In my own selfishness, I didn't. This weekend was just really, really hard. I mean, in therapy with a Christian therapist and also my pastor. And today, my wife said that she was going to go ahead and get an attorney and file for divorce. Now, she said she's going to file for divorce because she wanted financial security. She wants to make sure that I'm paying the bills, not because she wanted a divorce. And I'm having a really, really hard time understanding that, and I don't know if I should get an attorney. I don't know what to do.
Yes, you do. You do need to get an attorney. Why wouldn't you get an attorney? What would be the reasoning of not?
You know, one of the pastor, and you know, through a lot of prayer and stuff, I felt like I was just to stand down, and don't escalate the situation anymore. And if she asked for something, give it.
Well, I think that's
just yesterday. She asked for the money out of savings, and she took the savings money, and I just said okay.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily the right strategy for this, because what we're trying to do is save your marriage and save her from doing things that she could regret forever. And sometimes when you take that passive approach, we've said it before, it's almost like you cease to exist to her.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
And sometimes passivity can really be more damaging to the marriage than, you know, when you do some things that make sense to do to protect yourself and the future. Jill, you had a thought there?
Well, Right. I think, Robert, you need to own, you know, your jerkiness, let's say. If you've been a jerk about things, like you said, you regret, you know, making a big deal about the house. Own that part, but pursue the marriage because and pursue protecting yourself because the fact that she's moved out with the kids now, for a wife to do that, she's pretty far down the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty proactive step to take.
Yeah.
And if she's wanting to look towards getting an attorney, she doesn't trust you. Either that or she's making you the bad one, right, so that she can do what she wants. But a lot of times wives try to get husbands' attention and they can't. And by the time they actually get their husband's attention, they're done. So I think you have to acknowledge, you know, think about and have people help you. What has she been trying to say to you that you haven't been hearing? And you have to acknowledge that you finally have gotten the message loud and clear, and you're sorry it's taken you so long.
The danger in getting an attorney is that attorneys operate in an adversarial kind of role. But you don't have to buy into that when it comes to finances and financial support, if that's the part that she's most nervous about. And somehow you can give her some guarantees that you're not going to fight about money. But you're going to fight for the marriage.
Fair, okay. Right.
And
okay.
Doing that means you got to do a lot of listening to what her issues are without defending, without explaining, just listening.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't even want to talk to me right now, basically. Yeah. She just said she needs to set boundaries and, you know, doesn't even want me calling or texting or anything, you know.
Well, see if you can set up a dinner meeting or something where you're able to listen.
Something in public where
something in public where it's not going to get out of control.
Well, and the getting of an attorney, like consulting with an attorney, is to get information. You don't have to act on it. You just need to know what you would need in place.
What your risks are.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Does that make sense?
Really appreciate the advice.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So it's not just doing nothing. It's being responsible, making an effort. It is humbling down, and like Jill was saying, and looking at your contribution to all of this. And, you know, it's amazing when we see, when a woman sees strength in the man, but not passivity.
But not aggression.
But she sees strength and willingness in the midst of that strength. That can really make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But I hope and you hear the balance that we're talking about here. Okay. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. Got another segment coming up right here. And glad you're with us here. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need help for anything at any time. We want to be there for you. We'll be back right after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Artiburn here. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. If you need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Don't forget about the great workshops we've got coming up. And then we've got our 12 Steps to Happier coming up, our 12-Step Life Recovery Conference. Going to be a great time. You can find out about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or going to the website newlife.com. Let's go to JoJo from Houston, Texas. Hi, JoJo. How are you today? What's going on?
Hi. Not too good. I got some bad news a couple of days ago about a very dear, sweet. She was a fellow church member, but she also counseled me. She was a professional counselor at a time in my life when I had been, well, there was just a lot of family stuff going on, and I tried to commit suicide. And I remember her telling me, you can't do that, your kids. Mm-hmm. I found out she did.
Oh, wow. My goodness. She committed suicide.
Wow.
That's so sad.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking, JoJo.
I don't know what to do. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I'm angry. I don't know who to be angry at.
Yes.
I don't even know how she did it. I don't know the details.
Right.
All I know is it feels like another betrayal, and I'm angry. Mm. And I think the person I'm the most angry at is God. Because she was the dearest, sweetest woman.
Yeah.
Her husband was so wonderful. They were the most giving Christian couple.
Wow. Well, and how long ago did you meet with her? Did she counsel you?
19 years.
Okay.
Since I was in counseling with her.
Okay. But, so it's been...
She left that kind of an impression on me. She was the most empathetic, compassionate, dear, caring person ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that people like that, because I tend to be like, we feel things more sensitively, but...
Mm-hmm.
And you knew her from the church.
The only way I can reconcile this is maybe she was in some kind of physical pain that she couldn't bear up against, and I could understand that.
Right.
But I don't understand God allowing it.
Right.
Was she married?
Yes.
Yes.
Would there be any way that you could talk with her husband?
I don't really think it's appropriate at this point in time, because I'm sure he's terribly... Mm-hmm. He was a physician. And
you know what I think I would do?
And I'm sure he's just crushed. I think I know. It's just been such a shock to the people that were close around her, and I can only imagine, because it's a shock to me.
Well, I would talk to your pastor, because the pastor probably knows some things and could at least answer some of your questions.
Idea.
May not be able to tell you everything. But.
Well, I know, but what I guess my question is at this point: what do I do with this anger? Is it okay for me to feel this angry?
It's a part of grieving.
Yeah, it's your protest against something that seems so unfair
and so unnormal.
Mm-hmm. And the irony of this is the very person that you went to get help for this very problem.
Yes.
Right? And she helped you.
Yes.
And what she told you was right and true. And how did, years later, she lose her way and become so depressed?
That, years.
Yeah, so she became so
when
depressed.
When I've been at my lowest point, she has been the one that's been the voice in my head that has come back and said, don't do this to your kids.
Yes. Well, you're reaping why she said that to you, because look at how you feel about her doing it. You would not have wanted your kids to feel this.
So
no.
we can make some assumptions here that her life was painful beyond anything that anyone could imagine, right?
That's
and that that's part of this mystery is how horrible her life really must have been in all of this. So we know that. Well, and secondly, we know that no profession is immune.
Mm-hmm.
No profession is immune to self-destruction because we live outside the garden. And if we were in the garden, there would be no suicide. Wouldn't happen. No need for it. No way.
But
we're not in the garden, and that's the tragedy.
Therapists have a higher risk almost because they are so busy taking care and helping other people, they don't take care of themselves. And so things had fallen apart to a point where the pain was too much for her. And there's some...
Somehow she wasn't getting the help that she needed.
Yeah, and didn't know how to do it because she couldn't go to herself as a therapist.
Right, or sometimes when people are really depressed, they think that the advice works for everyone else, but somehow they're excluded from that.
Yeah, it doesn't work for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So some of this is... You being so close to it, wishing that you could change it, there's grief, there's regret, all these things there. The main thing is you've started a process by calling us, and it's important that you continue that process working with somebody to help you get through this so you don't lose your faith or your sanity or serenity or anything you want to call it. Make sense?
Yeah.
Do you have another counselor to go to?
So much.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I
Good.
Mean, I have another counselor. I went yesterday.
Good.
But I just, you know, is it okay if I just like kind of hate on God for a while?
I think he understands.
read the Psalms where David hates on God.
I'm angry.
Yeah, of course you would be.
And I'm angry at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. David can get angry with God, and he always affirms his faith in the midst of his anger. But it doesn't hurt God's self-esteem.
Yeah, God's bigger than your anger.
I don't know.
You just don't want to get...
Some people think suicide's a mortal sin. I don't think that. I think sometimes it's our wanting to be closer to God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't know all of those things, but we know you're struggling, and we don't want you to take a step back as a result, because then now two great lives get taken.
Right.
Not because you commit suicide, but you live less the life
that
God's called you because of that anger and bitterness. And so we want you to work through it. We know you can if you'll just get to work.
Yeah, that this doesn't have to negate any of the good that she did.
No. I'll send you Healing is a Choice. Take your life back, and I know both of those can really help you through this. Anybody else, that's at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Well, we're just about out of time, and I hope and pray that something we've said has helped you in whatever it is that you're going through. We want to help you. We've got a phone number. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You call it, and there are people there. They woke up this morning, and all they wanted to do was help somebody. Find a new way to live through God's truth. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, we can't do this without you, and so we're asking for your support. And a gift of any amount, I'll send you this brand new, exciting Bible story book that Marcus Brotherton and I put together. It's called Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. It's for anybody 8 to 12. And the subtitle is a 12-year-old's take on the totally unboring, slightly weird stuff in the Bible, including fish guts, wrestling moves, and stinky feet. I think your kids, your grandkids will love it. It's our way of saying thank you to you. And by the way, this book is part of my desire to see people getting into God's Word, learning the truth of Jesus Christ, and also a really cool thing. This book teaches them that Jesus didn't just show up on Christmas. Jesus has been here from the very beginning, before the beginning of time. You need some help. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Dr. Jill. Thank you, Dr. Dave. Thanks to all of you who listen, watch. God bless you. Have a great wonderful Labor Day.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.